So what they wanted to do is to try to make some money.
Absolutely.
Maybe rob a store. But then they had another idea about having a party.
They wanted to have a party and invite some of these high society gals, these young teenage girls, and take topless or nude pictures of them. Well, because they're high society girls, they get them drunk, they take the pictures, and then later on extort money from them, saying, if you don't fork over some money to us, we're going to get these published. They were going to pick on one girl who was a friend, but they said, no, she's off limits. And then my grandmother's name came up, and they were going to get her drunk to take these pictures to extort money from her dad, Homer Wilcox. This is where I think Phil was again trying to win my grandmother's heart. He would get this guy to take the pictures. Phil would get the pictures back, maybe pay the guy for them, and say, Virginia, my love, look what I've done. I've stopped this guy from taking these pictures of you. I should be your knight in shining armor. Fall in love with me. And that didn't pan out.
So you think the pictures were taken?
I don't think they were, no. I don't think that ever happened.
That was his plan.
That was the plan, yeah.
But there was a plan to kidnap.
There was a plan that Phil found out later from John Gorell. John Gorell had a gang of guys up at a school in the hotel that he was staying at.
And was that in Kansas City?
Or yes. And he worked part-time as the board operator at the hotel once in a while. So that's how he made his money, part-time. But he, too, was an alcoholic. Phil found out that there was a plot to kidnap Virginia. Thought, here's another way that I could maybe thwart this and stop this from happening and win her love.
But didn't Phil actually suggest that they kidnap Virginia? Did that idea come from Phil or did it come from John?
I think it came from John. I think it came from John. They were looking for somebody that had a lot of money. Virginia's name had come up before, the daughter of a wealthy oil millionaire. And I think that John thought, you know, that might be a good target right there. She's pretty. She's probably pretty popular. Let's kidnap her. I'll get my gang of guys in here and involved in it. And it was quite the elaborate thing they were going to do to kidnap her.
But then this is when Phil decides, I will kill John Gorell to show my love for Virginia.
Phil drove up to Kansas City to meet with John Gorell again. John had written Phil a letter saying, hey, I've got this plan, and I think you might be interested in this to get some money. Apparently, Phil was out, and Phil's dad found the letter in Phil's room and just kind of misplaced it somewhere. Judge Kenmer thinks he might have put it in his office, but the letter, as far as I know, was never found. The only thing we go by is what Phil tells us in his testimony at the trial, that he got a letter from John Gorell saying that he had a plot and he wanted to see if he would be interested in it. So Phil actually drove up there with an elaborate plan to not worry his parents, because at this time he'd already been running away. He went to the New Mexico Military Institute near Roswell, New Mexico, and he ran away right before Christmas. His dad went and looked for him, found him, brought him back. Phil ran away again, hopped the train, went to New York twice, trying to get two Negro gangs together and have him be the ringleader. And he didn't want his parents to worry about him. So he devised an elaborate plan with my grandfather to drive him to the airport where he would take a plane, fly to Kansas City. Phil, because he would be gone, would tell his parents that he had gone fishing with some friends and that he would let them know when he got back. He was planning to come back the next day. He did get to Kansas City. John Gorell introduced him as another name to keep Phil private, not to get him to stick out like a sore thumb. So the two of them went upstairs and started talking. John Gorell's a little intimidated by Phil. They go upstairs to John's room, and he pulls out his pistol, and he puts it on the table just to show that, you know, I'm a tough guy here. Don't mess with me, or you might get it. From there, he explained to Phil his plot of kidnapping Virginia. Again, Phil wanted to get involved with this because I don't think he ever wanted Virginia to be kidnapped or killed or harmed in any way because he loved her too much. But he wanted to get involved so he could, again, take this and say, look, Virginia, my love, I saved you. Again, I'm your knight in shining armor. Fall in love with me.
Right. Isn't there a letter that John Gorell wrote that this was part of the plot?
He did. The two of them got drunk that night, and they went to Phil's room to crash for the night, and they started writing the ransom note, but they were too drunk. So the next morning, the two of them got up, and John Gorell wrote the ransom note, which is in the book. He originally wanted $100,000. He wanted $100,000. Phil talked him down to $20,000. I don't know why. Maybe that just didn't seem as much, I guess. But that was a great deal of money back in the 1930s, $100,000. So John wrote the note. He was going to mail it. Phil says, no, give it to me. I'll mail it from Tulsa, because if you mail it and they find out that I'm up here, they might think that I had something to do with this. So I'll mail it from Tulsa. I'm flying back this afternoon. So give it to me and I'll mail it. He never left. What happened was the weather got bad and it was socked in. Phil needed to get back to Tulsa so his parents wouldn't worry. His plan actually was to kill John Gorell there in Kansas City, because John Gorell was a pilot himself. Phil was going to encourage him to rent a plane, the two of them take a ride up in the sky, and then what Phil was going to do is put on a parachute, knock John Gorell out, and then parachute out of the plane where the plane would crash to the ground. Oh my, a tragedy has struck. Poor John Gorell. That was the only way Phil could see him stopping this plot to kidnap Virginia. But that didn't work because the planes were socked in. Phil needed to get back, so he hitched a ride with Floyd Huff, who John Gorell kind of knew. They knew each other, and they decided to drive back to Tulsa instead. They had stopped off at a liquor store, and they both shared a bottle of booze, and Phil got drunk and told Mr. Huff, airplane mechanic, that his plan was to kill John Gorell over the love of Virginia. He didn't want anything to happen to her. He finally gave him a ride back where apparently my grandfather, Jackson, picked him up and brought him home.
Phil is real open about telling people that he's going to kill John Gorell.
Well, when you're liquored up, I guess you get loose lips. And I think that's what happened to him.
Now, do you think these people actually felt he was going to do that?
I think as unsteady mentally as Phil was, that they actually probably thought he might. Because he had already threatened not only my grandfather, but other gentlemen callers, if you will, to my grandmother, that if he heard these boyfriends talking any ill will about my grandmother or did anything bad to her, that he would, in fact, kill them.
Yeah.
He threatened these guys.
Again, this extortion note didn't get mailed like John wanted it to be mailed.
That's right.
Phil keeps it for himself so that he can control the scene.
Exactly.